Welcome to Your Health to Go, brought to you by Demystifying Your Health, providing the clarity that you need. I'm Ashley Wood, registered nurse and author, your host. In each episode, we take a health topic that's important to you and break it down into easy to understand information. We also discuss the most common treatments and preventative techniques. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get started. Today's topic is Giardia. You spent a nice, relaxing weekend out on the lake, swimming, kayaking, and fishing. A few days later, you notice that your stomach is cramping and you have diarrhea that smells really bad. You go to the doctor and she thinks that you might have a Giardia infection. What caused it? How is it treated? Can you prevent it in the future? Giardia is a very common parasite that lives in the intestines of people and animals. It's encased in hard shells, or cysts, which allow them to survive outside the body for months. Once it enters a new host, the cysts dissolve and the parasites are released. Typically, infection occurs by swallowing contaminated water. Giardia can be found in lakes, ponds, rivers, and streams worldwide. It's also found in public water supplies, wells, cisterns, swimming pools, water parks, and spas. The parasite can be passed via food if a food handler has the condition and doesn't wash their hands thoroughly, or if raw produce is irrigated or washed with contaminated water. It can also be spread through person-to-person contact, such as when parents or child care workers change a child's diaper, or through anal sex. Some individuals develop a Giardia infection, but never get symptoms. However, they can still pass the parasite to others. If symptoms are present, they usually appear 1 to 3 weeks after exposure, and last 2 to 6 weeks, but they can last longer or recur. The main sign is watery, sometimes foul-smelling, diarrhea that alternates with soft, greasy stools. Other symptoms include fatigue, stomach cramps or bloating, gas, nausea, and weight loss. Certain groups are more likely to contract the parasite, such as young children, caregivers of young children, individuals who lack access to safe drinking water, and those who engage in anal sex. When it comes to complications, they can be lingering and serious. The most common are dehydration, malnutrition, and failure to thrive, more often seen in children. These are the result of the chronic and sometimes severe diarrhea. Many people with the condition develop lactose intolerance because it impacts their body's ability to digest milk sugar properly. Unfortunately, this can last long after the Giardia infection has cleared. Adults and children without symptoms don't require treatment unless they're likely to spread the infection to others. For individuals who have symptoms, they get better on their own as well. If symptoms are severe or the infection persists, there are medications available to help. The most common one is the antibiotic metronidazole. Another option is tinidazole, which is similar, but can be given in a single dose. For children, nitazoxanide is the best bet because it comes in liquid form, so it's easier for them to swallow. Another vital aspect of treatment is to prevent dehydration and malnutrition. Make sure you're taking in plenty of water and electrolytes to replenish what your body is losing through diarrhea. Also, try to eat as much healthy, nutritious food as your stomach can handle. The best way to prevent a Giardia infection is to wash your hands frequently and thoroughly. This is especially true for those who interact with small children regularly. To do this properly, you need to use soap and water for at least 20 seconds. You should wash your hands after going to the bathroom, changing a diaper, and before preparing or eating food. If soap and water aren't available, use alcohol-based hand sanitizers. It's important to note that this is better than doing nothing, but they aren't effective at destroying the Giardia cyst. The next most important thing in preventing a Giardia infection is drinking clean water. This means purifying any water from untreated shallow wells, lakes, rivers, springs, ponds, and streams. You can do this by filtering it or boiling it for at least 10 minutes at 150 degrees Fahrenheit. Also, when traveling to areas where poor sanitation is prevalent, drink bottled water. Just make sure the bottle is sealed before opening it. Use it to brush your teeth, too. In addition, don't have ice added to any of your beverages. For raw fruits and vegetables, wash them in uncontaminated water. Avoid eating raw fruits and vegetables when traveling. Another good practice is to peel the fruit before consuming it. When swimming in pools, lakes, or streams, be sure to keep your mouth closed. If you partake in anal sex, use a condom. Giardia isn't something you want to experience, but it will get better if you do end up getting infected. If you have any questions or concerns about Giardia, please speak with your doctor. If you'd like more information, please visit the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Giardia page. Thank you for spending some time with me today. If you found the material to be valuable and helpful, please tell your friends about us. We're on social media, so like and follow us there to stay up to date on our latest information. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter on our website. Stay healthy, and please join us next time on Your Health to Go. Now, time for the legal statement. Please keep in mind that the content we provide is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified, competent health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on Your Health to Go or seen on the Demystifying Your Health site. Demystifying Your Health does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned. Reliance on any information provided by Demystifying Your Health, its employees, others appearing at the invitation of Demystifying Your Health, or other visitors to the site is solely at your own risk. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately.